Representatives from the Hayes Chamber will be out and about this coming week. Vice President of Membership Rhonda Meyerhoff and Ambassador LaVon Geese stop by to talk to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We have coming up real soon here. First of all, I want to let you know that LaVon is an ambassador, and I don't remember what year we started. We started together. It's been like 8, 9 years, probably.
Yeah, probably close to 10.
Wow. Yeah. And LaVon is the Employment Services Manager for Employment Connections. So the dream of Custom Creations downtown was one of LaVon's babies. So.
Oh, very cool. That's quite the project.
Yeah.
You guys are open down there at this point, right?
We are. We opened October 15th, and we're real excited. It's gone over very well.
Very cool.
She's one of our very strong ambassadors, a team captain for something we'll be checking into a little bit later here. But our next event coming up on March 9th, James is stepping out. And stepping out is basically a day from 9 to 4 when ambassadors will go into each of our members and bring them their 2022 decal.
Yay!
I know.
They get to get out in the community.
I know. Oh, yeah.
So I imagine for an ambassador, that's like the highlight of the year.
It really is. You're into those businesses. You're talking to people. Everybody's super friendly. Let you take the old decal off, put the new one on. Sometimes it's a trick to find it. Sometimes it's right up front. But it is. It's always a nice time to get out of the office.
Yeah. And we have a few that have all the years that they've been a chamber member, and they want to keep all those decals. And but when we give it to them, it's theirs. And so that's up to them what they want to do with it. But it is a fun day.
It is. It really is. And we're hoping for nice weather.
Yes. Yeah.
See, that's when the snow will come in. It'll be right when you're...
James.
No, I'm sorry. I cursed it.
Bite your tongue.
Okay, will do.
Bite your tongue. So the other thing, when they go into the businesses, not only do they give them a decal, but they also ask for a business card. And if they get a business card, then the business member will be entered into a raffle drawing. So that's always just kind of a fun little thing. If there's any complaints or any problems or any suggestions for the chamber, then the ambassadors, who actually are our public relations arm, the chamber could not do what we do without our wonderful group of 50 ambassadors. They are absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. They're to be ready pretty much whenever the need arises for them to do things. And so we really appreciate that. But they'll be able to take any of those comments back to the chamber then for us to work with.
The really exciting thing that we're going to try this year. Last year, Sandy Meyer and I are co-captains of the golf tournament for the chamber, which is one of our biggest fundraisers for the chamber. And last year, as we were doing the stepping out, we kind of just started to talk to some businesses and said, well, let's just ask while we're here instead of making a second trip, and said, you know, the golf tournament's coming up. Do you have any item you'd like to donate for the auction? We're looking for items. And a lot of businesses were like, yes. Some of them gave them to us right away. Some said, yes, come back. We're definitely going to donate something. And so we really wanted to push that further this year and start early letting those businesses know that when we're in there doing the stepping out and putting up their decal, that is their opportunity. If they have an item they want to donate for the auction, we can take it right away that day and not have to make another trip back. If a business has maybe not a retail item that they want to donate for an auction, it's more of a service business, but they still want to donate, they can donate cash. And we will take that around town to businesses and buy like gift packages or gift cards and things like that that can be used at the auction. So your business does not have to have an item necessarily. They can do a monetary donation and we will go buy something for the auction.
And you guys did a wonderful job with those donations last year. They were able to put some really nice gift baskets together. And it would say on the online website, who sponsored that gift set and package. So you guys really had some fun ones.
Yeah, and we tried to like group some things together. You know, we did some meal packages where we combined a couple of businesses doing things where couples or groups, women's groups, whatever, could do like party of six and go somewhere and have a meal. Those went over really well. So just trying to think of new ideas to bring in more people bidding on those auction items.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it fun for everyone.
Yeah, it's fun, but also, you know, and you mentioned this, this is a fundraiser. This is the biggest, if I recall correctly, amount of funding that comes into the chamber over
yes,
the year.
Yes, yes. And part of the reasons that's so important, James, a lot of people don't understand 55% of the chamber's budget comes from membership dues. The other 45% comes from non-dues revenue, such as this sponsorship. The chamber does not receive any annual funds from the city, the county, the state, or federal. So having these types of events be profitable is imperative for our budget and allow us to keep doing the great things that we're doing at the chamber. So that's why we're looking. We're looking. We're wanting stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, go out and support this. It's a fun event. It's for a great cause. It's a win-win in my book. Win-win-win, because the city of Hayes also wins.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe I should expand that out. Ellis County wins. The whole region wins.
Well, and we do look at a lot of that with regional. You know, and those opportunities aren't just for the online auction. I mean, there's a Plinko Patty party that's sponsored by Avalon that you can donate prizes to. And the golf tournament itself, which is sponsored this year by Nextech Wireless. There are things that you can do to help sponsor some of that as well.
Yeah, and you'll hear more about the golf tournament coming up, you know, after we get through this next event. But a lot of great things happening. We're going to have some great raffle prizes as well that we're putting together right now. And tickets will go on sale, I think, end of March, beginning of April, something like that for those raffle prizes. And then, like I said, we're just gathering auction items. So everybody's busy. We know everybody's busy. So we just thought we would take this opportunity of stepping out as a way to maybe grab some of those items early and start collecting them instead of having to go back to businesses two and three times. So
sure.
Because we really don't like to interrupt the business either any more than
what. Everybody's busy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, as much as they, I'm sure everyone would love to just like chat and hang out, you know, sometimes when you're in the midst of your day and you're interrupted, you're like, oh, I just want to get back to work.
Yeah.
That's not the best time to be soliciting donations when you're bothering somebody. So that's a great idea. Combine it all.
You know, and another thing about getting maybe some cash for our business that doesn't have retail is we go then and we support other chamber members in going to purchase those gift items. So that's a win-win there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got just a few minutes left. I want to make sure we get time for this. We've also got some your regular stuff going on this week. It looks like it's a pretty busy week down there at the chamber.
Well, it is kind of busy. So, but, you know, we believe a busy chamber is a good chamber. So going on tomorrow will be Leadership Hayes, and that's a group of 16 like-minded individuals who want to further their training in leadership. And that'll be at the Welcome Center. And that was a pre-enrolled group, James. So if persons are interested in that, there's always next year.
And I believe Sarah told us that the sign-up list for next year has already started. So if you did miss it this year, go ahead and call them and get signed up for next time.
Absolutely. It's never too early. And never too early for that. So this year, the class, we didn't even really have to work at all to get it filled. It was pretty much done.
I think when she came to talk to us about it, and it's been a month or so ago now, I'm pretty sure it was full even before we started talking about it, which is great.
Yeah. Well, and part of the reason that we do those trainings is our members told us we want to have training for our employees, but we don't want to have to send them somewhere else all the time. So that's part of why we do that. And then on Thursday at 12:05, we've got the Hayes Young Professionals Networking and Engagement Committee meeting, and that's at the Welcome Center. And then on Friday, on the 4th at 9, we'll be at CASA of the High Plains. Their address is 107 West 13th Street. And then Saturday morning early starts at 8 a.m., a legislative coffee, and that's at the Hayes Public Library. We are so pleased to have three leaders coming to join us, Kansas Senator Rick Billinger and Kansas Representatives Ken Rogers and also Barbara Wassinger. So we're really pleased about that. If anybody has any questions, they would like to have any of those legislators address. Maybe you don't feel real comfortable asking that in a crowd, or for some reason, maybe you can't go. Send those questions by Friday to Sarah's email address, which is Sarah with an H, S-A-R-A-H, at hayeschamber.com.
It's going to be a cool event. The last one you guys did, I actually got to attend, and I can tell you, there were so many good questions, and I don't even think they got through half of the questions. So if you've got, if maybe you didn't get your question answered last time, or you say you're not going to be there, questions are valuable. Get them in there, because that was kind of the driving thing for that event, was letting them respond directly to the people.
Oh, absolutely. And what a great event to have at the library.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a place, an institution where we go to learn things, and to have them there. They worked a little bit on the speaker system, so that should be better. Yeah. It's a beautiful building.
I was going to say, beautiful facility. Beautiful.
Yeah. We're so fortunate to have that. So, yeah, we do. We have a lot going on at the Chamber. If somebody has something they would like to do with us, why, you know, call and let us know. We'll see what we can do. Some requests we can meet, some we can't, but most we can. And, you know, we're going to see LaVon at a lot of those things, too.
So. Yep. Look for us next Wednesday. That'll be here around the corner. So we'll be in and out throughout the day.
Yes, that will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
9 to 4 next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
So if you got some randos coming up with stickers, well, you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on here? It's just the
Absolutely.
Chamber.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very good. But any last thoughts before we go, guys?
I don't. Just thanks to all those businesses and individuals who support the Chamber and help us to make it the wonderful organization that it is.